Tell the public something about yourself.
Well, I'm an old lady, and I really enjoy living in Wrangell. I love to travel, and I like people.
What experience and or skills do you bring to this position?
Well, I worked in the hospital as a night nurse for 20-some years. I've been trained in nursing by the Navy, and I'm an emergency room and hospital nurse, and I was there when they built the addition that they have on there now.
If you had to choose one issue, what issue do you think is most important?
I think we all have to work together as a unit in this town and see that not only our livelihood, such as the new Heritage Harbor and boat lift and things like that, that we have them, but we have to have something new and modern for ourselves, our own lives. And it's for all of us to get together to do this. And a campus is one way where it'll all be together so that we can go and get our medical problems taken care of.
That was KSTK's interview with Lorene McGee, who's running for the hospital board. Next, we'll hear from Janelle Privett. Privett is also running for hospital board.
Tell the public something about yourself.
I am a resident of Wrangell, have been all my life except for 1 year. And my grandson is sixth generation Alaskan, and I love Wrangell and work hard for Wrangell. So I have grandchildren, and my children were raised here, and my grandchildren, I'm trying to keep them raised here. And we have a business here. We actually have two. So we're committed to Wrangell and have been all our lives. So I would just say about myself is I'm committed to Wrangell.
What experience and or skills do you bring to the position?
Well, I learned techniques of lobbying the legislature during my time on the school board and the Alaska State School Board. The lobbying techniques are unique for every office, and you're challenged in a lot of ways, like, why should I fund you? You're not in my district. Why should I talk to you? You're not in my district. As well, during the time that Wrangell lobbied as a community, I was active and involved with that under Bill Mesmer's leadership, and we worked with the city and different agencies, and then I testified at the education hearing, which was terrifying, but I did it. And as I volunteer, there's lobbying, speaking to the public, and there's too many lists. The list is too long for volunteering. I have a friend that said that when I speak, I usually research deeply and have my facts straight. And so I think my ability to lobby, my ability to research things and to be very clear in what I'm questioning or what I'm seeing. And so I would say those were the things that have taught me the most. On the school board, I tried to find out how many meetings I missed, and Kim Powell told me, I don't think you missed a meeting. So in that way, I try to be committed to what I do, and I work hard. And try to be an active board member, not micromanaging, but active, and helping where they need help. And so lobbying is probably one thing that I really like to do.
If you had to choose one issue, what issue do you think is most important?
I think that Wrangell's health care has been outstanding with what we can afford. So to me, what's going to be important with the renovation that began because we're an outdated hospital, we have to be able to sustain that. And our economic future has not really changed. You know, things are coming, then they don't come through. So to sustain it, but to also maybe have different living conditions for different situations in the hospital. I have nothing but respect for those that have been serving this community, nurses, doctors. I think the most important thing, not thing, but the most important issue is that the Alaska Community Services, the City of Wrangell, and the hospital are partners. working strongly to provide what we can afford to provide. You know, we're not going to be the medical hub when Anchorage and Ketchikan have already developed that. So, you know, I've read the 2006 input, which there was a lot of community input as to what they wanted, and now there's this new study that I have as well read and have lots of questions on that. So my number one would be to provide a level of health care that the community is seeking and that it's sustainable economically, financially, into the future, because the taxpayers can't afford anymore and the city can't fund any more things. And now that it's an elected official's position, they have responsibility to the taxpayers. And I have a responsibility to the taxpayers. So, you know, it's a new learning curve for me, but nothing I feel intimidated by.
That was KSTK's interview with Janelle Privett, who's running for the hospital board. McGee, Norman Privett, and Reinhardt are all running for hospital board. Voters will get to vote for three of them. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Leanne Reinhardt and D. Norman. Voters will also get to vote for Assembly Seat A, Assembly Seat B, one seat on the Port Commission, and weigh in on three ballot measures on October 7th.